Not gonna lie, it feels really good to be laying in bed in the dark. Throat is dry. Have this problem when I'm writing, about like sexy situations. I get so caught up in what I'm writing that I get so turned on. And then it's like, I just decide to go masturbate and forget about finishing what I'm writing. So I had this like really sexy idea where two people meet online. Well, they meet in real life after, like being friends online. It's a common prompt, I know. But it's common because it's sexy and we all think about it. So they meet and they have a date. Like a really platonic, like coffee or something. And like, there's no overt flirting. It's like really subtle. And they somehow manage to go the entire evening without touching. I mean, aside from, say, like hugging when they first meet. And so he offers to walk her back to his hotel. No, he offers to walk her back to her hotel because she, like, say she flew in to visit. And I was thinking, I lost my train of thought. So we offer, say they're drinking coffee and they just get so caught up talking that they stay until like the coffee shop closes and they basically get kicked out. And neither of them, want the date to end, and she's like, she's sort of, pretending, oh, I guess, it's time for me to go home. I've got a flight in 12 hours. And he's like, oh, I'll just walk you home. I wanted to show you X, Y, and Z along the way anyway, these local things. And so they walk back to the hotel, and he's like, oh, I'll walk you to your room. And they just exchange this sort of knowing look, like, we know what's happening here. But they get in the elevator, still not touching, and they walk to her room. And she pretends to say, thank you, goodbye, it was nice meeting you. I've got a flight soon, I gotta get to bed. And I just had this thought. I'm getting kind of shivery just thinking about it. He like looks down and he lifts up her chin and he just, in the most confident way possible, like, because he knows she wants it and he knows that she knows he wants it, he tilts her chin up and then he just like kisses her. A little bit longer than you would think would be normal. And he pulls away and then he says, I'm not going anywhere tonight. Oh, just sounds like such a really sexy start, doesn't So, I guess they go inside, and he's basically like, I've got We've got one night together. I really want us to enjoy it. And I want to just take our time and really go slow. And I was thinking of things like starting by lifting her up onto the counter, you know, those vanities that they have outside of the bathroom with a mirror. Oh, wait, before he does that, they're standing in front of the mirror and he's behind her. And, you know, he's tall and she's short. So you can clearly see them both, and he just brings his hands around and grabs her tits. Oh, I really like that. And he's really like he compliments her because she's not like fat, but she has body issues, and it really turns her on that he thinks she's beautiful. And like basically when he tells her that she's beautiful, basically she just gives him the keys to the kingdom, and that's and she's basically his slut for the night. I just think that's a really sexy prompt. I'm gonna think about that for a while.